Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology, using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, here to take stock of some late-breaking information. The world of health, your well-being is our focus here. Jack, there's a chickenpox unit and a scabies unit at the federal prison complex in California. Government has sent 1,000 immigration detainees there, and apparently the conditions are so bad, the prisoners are rioting because they're not able to get adequate medical care. They're not put together with these immigration detainees, but somehow or other, there's a spread of infectious diseases that is really causing a lot of concern. What kind of diseases? Chickenpox? What? Scabies? Scabies, just the name is horrible. But yeah. What do we make of all of this?
Well, you've traveled overseas. Have you ever picked up a bug when you did
that?
Yes,
I have.
Yeah. Well, now take a whole bunch of people from overseas, or at least beyond our geographical borders, and put them in a confined space, and then watch nature take its course. Yeah, they're going to bring all kinds of things that our own immune systems are not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And because the immunity kind of follows geographical guidelines, especially if you stay within those geographical guidelines, or borders, I should say. So when you bring a collection of foreign pathogens that our bodies are not familiar with, and you're being fed institutional food so that you have a suppressed immune system anyway, and you are forced to take all kinds of vaccinations that will further suppress immune response when you're in a confined space like prison, you have a breeding ground for this very kind of a problem. And the public health people know this. The health people that provide whatever limited care there is inside of a prison know this. And so as these things begin to expand, I mean, scabies is a tiny little, brought on by a tiny little bug, the same as, same like lice or like bed bugs or these kinds of things, that will spread rapidly given the right kind of environment to do so. And when you're in close proximity to people who are inundated, just as you and I are, we are simply covered with viral and bacterial elements.
Oh, yeah.
But our
inside
immune systems are used
outside.
To it.
Yeah. Yeah. Inside and outside.
And our immune systems recognize that. Our immune systems know what to do with it. There are studies that show if you're just sitting in a room by yourself and somebody comes walking in the room that has some foreign pathogen on it, they don't even have to shake your hand. You don't have to breathe in anything they might have sneezed or coughed. Your immune system goes on alert as soon as they're within 5 or 6 feet of you.
You know,
because your immune system can pick that up. But when you are in a confined space and there's no way to escape it, this is a breeding ground for this very kind of problem.
One of the things I get a kick out of is my staff often laughs at me when I talk about sharing an ice cream cone with Daisy. I used to share them with Charlotte all the time. And they'll say, oh, do you know what germs there are in her mouth? Are you kidding? Do you know what germs there are everywhere? Whatever it is that we're breathing, look at the contamination in the food. And you think I'm worried about kissing my bulldog? I don't think so.
Well, it's like when a patient brings to me a colonoscopy picture, and images of their colon, and their gastroenterologist says, "Well, there's nothing there." And I said, well, yeah, there's nothing there to a macroscopic view, But if you were to look at the colon microscopically, there's probably 1 to 2 millimeters thick of dense bacterial growth on that colon wall that we, that modern healthcare, modern medicine simply has not caught up to the point of analyzing that bacterial colony to find out what can be done to provide more of the beneficial bacteria. And so because we can't see it, it's easy for us to dismiss it.
It's pretty amazing what's going on all around us and how we have built up immunity, if that's what it is.
It is. Your skin turns acidic. The skin is really a sponge. It's not a barrier. But we talk about how it's in this the acid barrier, the acid mantle of the body is the skin, because the surface of your skin should be slightly acidic so that all this foreign stuff that falls on you, the acidic condition of the skin will destroy it. And your skin will turn a little bit more acid as soon as your immune system picks up something strange in its proximity. And this is, I mean, this is, to me, this is, maybe I shouldn't call it front page news, but to me, it's just amazing how incredible the body is to take care of itself, given the right kind of raw materials to do so.
Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to spend just a moment on, 4th of July is with us this week. We have a lot of party food that we normally might not eat, get into our system. But there's a continuing focus, and I wonder if it isn't news media hysteria, the focus on what we put on our bodies to protect ourselves from the sun. This has been something that I remember the little copper-toned girl when we were all kids. And, you know,
we all wanted that tan, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, but then I think to myself, what did the early human beings have to protect themselves from the sun? And how many of them died from skin cancer?
Yeah.
There are other things that are, part of what makes up skin cancer. It isn't just because you got sun. There are other things going on chemically in your body that make it a trap for what becomes skin cancer. But what do you tell people that come into your clinic? Jack's clinic is in Salt Lake City, where he's a board-certified Nooka chiropractor. He and his wife run the clinic GAPS Practitioners, help people inside and outside. So, you go back to thinking about these things and how to protect ourselves. Is the ray from the sun that you get in your body now different than the ray that might have hit somebody that was on the planet 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years ago?
Well, we know that we do, because of studies that were done, that are being done on ice, that the gas concentration in the atmosphere has less oxygen in it now than it did a few thousand years ago.
Yeah.
Now, whether that makes a difference or not, I don't know, but I am confident that our dietary intake today is quite a bit different than it was 10,000 years ago. And as a result, any bombardment from the sun, the ultraviolet bombardment, is damaging to the skin. There's no issue about it. The UVB rays are absolutely essential to life, because that's what creates vitamin D in the beta cholesterol that's in the surface of the skin. That's how we get that's how we get vitamin D, through that photosynthesis effect of sunlight on the skin. But you can get too much of it. And like anything else, a certain amount is very good, very healthy, beneficial, but at the same time, you can get too much. And if your own immune response, if your own physiology isn't up to par, you can be asking for trouble from long exposure in the sun. Now, with that said, remember what I said earlier. The skin is a sponge, much more than it is a barrier. And anything you put on the skin, whether it's skin softener, whether it's a sun ray blocker, is going to go into the bloodstream, and that's going to go to the liver. And then the liver has to deal with this kind of stuff on a regular basis, and eventually it begins to be a bit toxic, and then you start having other kinds of problems. But there are billions of people on this planet exposed to long hours of the sun every day with no skin cancer, because they're eating what Mother Nature made rather than what the food industry made.
Protecting themselves. So it's all connected, and that was the point I wanted you to make. Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on balance and balance of nature. At Balance of Nature, they formulated natural health products that will help your body feel healthy, maintain balance, and be healthy. The physical side of your immune system. That's what the focus is here. Their supplements contain the minerals, the antioxidants, the phytochemicals that help you, the 10 to 12 fruits and vegetables a day that you need in order to keep your balance, your body's balance. That's why they call the product Balance of Nature. Go look at some of the testimonials from people who have taken advantage of the unmatched balance of Mother Nature that you get. There's no synthetic, no additives, no fillers in this nutritional equivalent of 10 servings of fruits and 10 servings of vegetables. Take the fruits, come in the red bottle, the green veggie bottle. Take one of each in the morning and one of each at night. Real food, real science, real nutrition. Get your body tuned up. You're putting into your body. The supplements have apples, blueberries, cherries, cranberries, grapes, grapefruit, lemon, mango, orange, papaya, pineapple, raspberry, strawberry. All of that in the fruit capsule. Take two of them a day. Listen to the items that are in the veggies. Broccoli, cabbage, carrot, cauliflower, celery, garlic, kale, onion. It's really amazing. All the things that are there, powdered. They cook them, they dry them, powder them, and you get the balance of nature. Get your immune system tuned up with Balance of Nature products. I take them every morning and every night as advised. You can get the first month free and also special discounts using the code DJV when you go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to let them know that you heard all about it here. Promo code DJV. Special discounts, free month supply when you get started. Balance of Nature capsules from balanceofnature.com. The number of adults using three or more medications has begun to cause depression, apparently. This is why people are now more looking at what do doctors know about, you know, how you always are, you see all these ads for the drugs on TV. Tell your doctor what you're taking. The doctor should know. There should be reports from various other doctors if everybody's working together. But the multiple drug thing has been a problem and is more. There are a lot of people taking five or more drugs at the same time in our country, and drug interactions are not something that people really keep on top of mind. And one wonders if that's the same with supplements, Jack. I get the question, we have the multiple drug thing and the focus on, is it bad to take, you know, what's going to happen when five different drugs interact? What about five different, let's say, minerals and vitamins? Is it likely that they would ever collide and cause a problem?
That's an excellent question, because the majority of vitamin mineral supplements out there are all synthetic. The minerals aren't synthetic, but they're metallic. They're coming from the cheapest source they can find from the ground. Plants are designed to take minerals into the plant, and then you get the mineral by eating the plant or something that ate that plant. But most of the vitamins in the marketplace today are all synthetic. They were made in a laboratory. They're not true vitamins. They're not true biological entities. They are just chemical compounds of only a fraction of the vitamin itself. And you can always tell the difference by looking at the ingredients. And if it's not listing various kinds of natural substances that Mother Nature made, including organ extracts, including various plants, then you know it's synthetic. If it's 100 milligrams of vitamin B1 and 200 milligrams of vitamin B3 and 400 milligrams of folic or something like this, you know it came from a laboratory, because that's the only way you can know exactly what was put in there, or the only way they can put that on the labels, because they measured it before they put it in there. And there's no vitamin B1 tree. There's no vitamin B3 bush. And so that's the long answer. The short answer, Doug, you can seriously cause some big-time problems by overdoing the synthetic aspect.
I was wondering, going back to drugs and the various things that I have seen, were things like Topril, Zoloft, Paxil, some of the oral contraceptives that are used, and Xanax for sleep. All of these things, you know, you put them together with other drugs, and they can be very Very dangerous. Prilosec doesn't play well.
Yeah, I have a pharmacologist I take care of. Now, a pharmacist usually has a 4-year degree from college. Pharmacologist is a PhD level pharmacist. I mean, they have gone the course to get that PhD.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him one time, and I said to him, Doc, is there any way we can chart the interactions of 3 medications taken at the same time? And he laughed. He said, we can't chart the interactions of 2 drugs, mm-hmm. let alone 3. Yeah. And this is
so
a PhD level.
You're playing with fire. If you're taking a lot of drugs, never mind what it's doing to your stomach, it may be doing other things to your nervous system. It could be the combination, because of the way our bodies are constructed. It's all chemicals, and some chemicals react differently to different circumstances. That's why some people who drink alcohol have a different, it impacts them differently than people who can't take it, because their body chemistry, I can't take alcohol. I know my body chemistry can't take it, so I stay away from it. Some people aren't smart enough to do that. So, and I'm not saying I'm the smartest kid on the block. I'm just saying, use your common sense in terms of what you put in your body, no matter what it is.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
It's very important for you to stay healthy. You can do that well into your hundreds. I saw the story of a guy yesterday. He was 110 years old, and he was having trouble getting medical service from the VA. I see these stories, and they send me into orbit, because guys like that, he was in World War II. Why should he be begging for service from the VA? It's just incredible.
Yeah, that's really sad. But by the same token, on the other side, because he hasn't been loaded up with medications at his age, maybe why
right,
he's still
maybe
alive.
That's right. That's an interesting thought about that. He's 110, maybe because he couldn't get access to the healthcare system. That's why he's still healthy.
Wow, yeah, my father is 92 and a half, or not a half yet, but 92. He's still up and kicking and still moving around and yeah. still has his brain. Yep. And he attributes that to the fact that he's not on any medication, but my mother just crams standard processed supplements down his throat every day.
Good. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
All right. Here's a question that comes to us from somebody in the Midwest. Sherwin wants to know, he says, why are we incorporating wild Alaskan salmon into our diets regularly? We cook them either in the oven or on the grill, or not why, but we are. They're telling the story about cooking them on aluminum foil. Is it healthy and safe to cook on aluminum?
Of course not. Aluminum will oxidize at temperatures lower than what it was required to melt it. I think aluminum melts around 700 degrees Fahrenheit, something like that. But sitting on a grill, and it's going to be at temperatures over 400 degrees. It's
How
oxidizing.
How do we get started using stuff like that?
Well, it was convenient. It was just super convenient.
Yeah, I suppose.
We wanted a way to preserve this stuff temporarily outside of refrigeration. And it cleans up easy. I mean, I have a grill. I have a Traeger grill, in fact. And yeah. But if I were to cook on aluminum, when I'm done cooking, all I got to do is wrap up the aluminum foil and throw it away because it saves the mess. Well, a lot of people do that without thinking of what's actually taking place. Aluminum is very neurotoxic. It's not as neurotoxic as mercury, for Pete's sake, yeah. but it is still very toxic, which is why they put aluminum in vaccines to shock the body's immune system to try to recognize the vaccine that's being given to it. So when you cook in it, Now, if you just wrap something up in it and put it in the fridge when it's cold,
yeah, it's not the
it
same.
Doesn't. It's not nearly as serious as trying to cook on aluminum.
Yeah.
And then, and I think another part of his question about cooking the wild Alaskan salmon as opposed to farm salmon, some farmed salmon is farmed in an area where they're offshore and they have access to sea life that salmon would normally eat, because obviously salmon are very most fish are very carnivorous. And there's other kinds of farming where they don't have access to wild sea life, and they're fed turkey droppings, literally turkey droppings.
Yeah.
And so then when you cook this stuff, yeah, obviously there are certain aspects of nutrition in food that is destroyed or denatured by cooking it. But the oils, the omega-3s that are in fish coming from wild Alaskan salmon are not that damaged by cooking it, grilling it, frying it, baking it, whatever else. You know, a couple of doses of that a week, a couple of 3 or 4 ounce portions of that a week. We mentioned in the study last week on the show how greatly that decreases your chances of a heart attack. Yeah. So watch out for the aluminum.
All right. Well, I saw a report on one of the local news stations the other day suggesting if you use a steel brush, a wire brush, you know how some people put whatever it is, the chicken, the fish, the hamburger, on the grill, nothing interfaces. It's just on the grill. The juice drips into the charcoal or wood or whatever is there, and some of the stuff sticks to the metal on the grill. So you go out with a steel brush, and you wash and clean the grill. Well, the fact that much of the particles of the steel brush stay on the grill, so that when you cook your next hamburger or whatever on there, the steel sticks to it, you eat it, that steel stays in your stomach, or worse, could get into the rest of your system. It's into the metal, Alzheimer's, dementia, all of that stuff, from what I've read, Jack, you can confirm this, but I know we've talked about it any number of ways. The things that happen to your brain are a result of two things: not getting enough blood into your brain, and when you have a substance in your body that is metallic, gets into your brain, it gets in the way of the neurons and the communication cells getting to one another. That's what causes Alzheimer's. So whether it's aluminum foil, whether it's the mercury that's in these medicines, that's metal, or whether it's the steel clippings that are left on your grill when you eat that stuff, all that goes into your brain. So you want a quick way to be miserable for the last third of your life, keep cooking on the grill and cleaning with a wire brush. There you go. Or cooking aluminum foil. You can say, well, something's going to kill me. But why be foolish about it? Because that's just what it is. What's the old expression, a word to the wise? I don't mean this to be a lecture by any stretch of the imagination from Jack or me, but I will tell you, some of this stuff is just damn simple common sense.
Well, we've traded convenience,
you
know, for some rather serious problems with preserving our health just because it's more convenient to do this or that.
Yep.
You know, and that's what I like. I know this isn't a pitch for Traeger, and Traeger's not sponsoring the show, but the thing I like about the Traeger grill is there's no direct flame to the meat you're eating. But there's science, Doug. There's science behind what you're saying when you talk about the small particles of the steel, because there's stuff coming out now about titanium. When we have titanium shoulder or knee or hip replacements or titanium implants in the jaw, there's research coming out now, since it's been around for a couple of decades or longer, that little tiny nanoparticles, very, very small particles of that titanium, are coming off of the implant or the replacement and ending up in the local tissue, leading to what's known as osteonecrosis, a rotting, breaking down of the host bone itself. And that's just showing up. So I'm not familiar with the study or the report you just referred to with grilling, but I can understand it.
Yep. Keep the metal out of your system. Dr. Jack, all right, let me pass along something that has come to my attention and Jack's attention. This is a Good Day Health show extra, if you will. Story of a radiology resident at Baylor University in Dallas who decided he wanted to send a sample of his saliva, Jack, to 23andMe, which is the genetic. You've done it. I've done it.
Oh, yeah.
We've all done it to find out more about where we come from. Well, this guy, the doctor, Joshua Clayton, got back a report that linked him to a mutation in his body, something called Lynch syndrome, which is a crazy, frightening genetic disorder. So he did, it leads to all kinds of cancers at an early age. So he did some research into false positives that are coming back. And apparently a lot of people who are getting these diagnostics done are getting things back that are wrong and scaring the hell out of people. And I wonder if that is, I did it. I didn't get anything back that said that I was, you know, going to die tomorrow. But you did it. I don't. What's being accomplished by this, except it's kind of like the news media. Let's scare the hell out of everybody for no good reason. Buy more of our stuff. So what do we do? Do we not bother with this? Should we just stay away from
this?
Well,
a lot of people, do it because they want to understand better about their genetic history, or they want to find out what, you know, some genetic structure. And genes actually have about a 2-3% effect in the body. Uh-huh. The genes have very little to do with you other than building it. Most of the influences that directly affect the body are environmental influences, primarily nutrition. And I think it's kind of faddish. These things blow through our population from time to time, and people want to, I mean, mine said I'm part African, part Oriental, mostly Northern European.
Yeah.
Well, so what?
We all are. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Let's turn our eyes, literally and figuratively, to better eye health. Now, this is a perfect example of Jack and his resources and the research. Listen to what he's found out. This is so important because omega-3s are so important. So let's get the connection, Jack.
Well, we hear about omega-3s all the time, primarily from fish oil. And how beneficial that has been for the heart. We have known for decades, with very, very good research studies, how this is so beneficial for just the entire cardiovascular system. Well, a new study out of the University of Melbourne in Australia has found that the omega-3 fatty acids are a very useful tool in the prevention of age-related vision impairments. They did a study, and they looked at these younger people. And they found out that the young adults who supplement their diets with omega-3 fatty acids had a greatly reduced risk of eye diseases as they age. And, of course, they looked at them over a long period of time. So it wasn't just beneficial to the heart and heart health. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people take omega-3 supplements, omega-3 fatty acids, for their heart. But they found out that there are other areas of the body that are benefited by it, especially the eyes.
Is this one of the most important things for all of us to have plenty of? You can't overdo omega-3s, can you? Really?
No, I don't think you can, because your body will use omega-3s and make other things out of it.
Yep.
And because they call it essential, because your body cannot make it. Most of the fatty acids your body can manufacture. Omega-3s must come in through the diet.
All right. So that's the reason that we underscore Purity products and their krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. Omega-3, the fish oil, the krill oil. The fish oil is good for the reasons that Jack just explained. And the krill oil is great because we want to have our joints be comfortable, lubricated as we get older. And so this is a guaranteed product that the folks at Purity are so sure you will benefit from using. They offer you the first jar, the first bottle free at 800-355-1493. We were re-upped, and I got a whole bunch of this from Purity products. These things are so good. I take them and give them to the dog every day. Frankly, it's good for humans, good for dogs. Get them, use them, and see the difference. Feel the difference. This small pill makes a big difference. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 for energy. Get them free at 800-355-1493. You pay the shipping, a couple of bucks, that's it. 800-355-1493.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com. Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.